In this video, we'll take a look at the automation capabilities of the Link API. Automation is a subset of the Link API that essentially automates a running instance of the Link client. You can use it to very easily start conversations with a very small amount of code. Automation requires the Link 2010 client to be running. One of the reasons is that it reuses the connection that the Link client has back to the Link Server 2010 infrastructure, but the more important reason is that because it's so easy to use, it relies on the Link 2010 client user interface elements. For example, when you start a conversation, you expect a Link conversation window to appear on the screen. Let's take a look at some of the objects that you'll use when working with automation. First is the Link client class. This represents an instance of the Link 2010 client, and you initialize that by calling the static getClient method from the Microsoft.link.model.linkClient namespace. Automation is going to simplify some common tasks such as starting a conversation, joining a conference, or even adding a contact. It's set to automate the Link 2010 client because it shows the Link 2010 UI when it executes those operations. To instantiate automation, you would create an instance of the automation class and call the getAutomation static method of the Link client class. One of the features that you'll probably use most often is begin start conversation. This allows you to start a conversation by specifying the participants, the modality of the conversation, and optionally any context that's embedded into the conversation. This is an asynchronous operation, so you'll call begin start operation and handle a callback that will execute when the conversation is already started. Automation provides the ability to start conversations in different modalities. For example, you can start a conversation that's an instant message, an audio message, a video message, and even an application sharing message or file transfer. Let's switch over to Visual Studio and demonstrate using automation to start conversations and also show how to dock the Link conversation window into a WPF application so that it becomes part of the application's user interface. Let's take a look at an example of using the automation capabilities of the Link API. So here I have a simple WPF application, and first thing I'm going to do is set up my automation class. So after I've gotten a reference to the running instance of the Link client, let me initialize automation. So all I need to do is set my instance of the automation class to Microsoft.link.model.linkClient. Called get automation. So let's take a look at an example of sending an instant message using automation. There's two steps to this. First is we'll create some contextual data that the begin start conversation method needs. So create an instance of a dictionary of automation modality settings and their values. We'll add the first instant message automation modality setting. Here we have a text box on our WPF form that contains the text of the instant message, and we specify that we'd like to send that first instant message immediately. Also, let's call out that we're creating a list of participants and adding our secondary lab user, who, if I switch over to this remote desktop session, Sean Chai, to the list of participants. And this is how I start the instant message conversation. So I call the begin start conversation method of automation. Say that this is an instant message conversation. These are the participants. This is the context data. And here's a callback that will execute when the conversation started. I'll pass in the instance of automation as the asynchronous state, and I'll use that to get a handle to the conversation window that's created. Take a look at how easy it is to start an audio conversation. Pretty simple here. We don't need any special context. Just say that it's an audio conversation. These are the participants. And again, this is the conversation callback. And take a look at starting a desktop sharing session. Here we need to specify the shared desktop automation modality setting and pass that in. This is how easy it is to start a desktop sharing conversation. And finally here, let's take a look at how to transfer a file as part of the conversation. Again, we create a dictionary of automation modality settings and their values. This is the path of the file to transfer. And we have to set this attribute file is shared to true. And just call begin start conversation, specify the file transfer automation modality. Let's jump here into the conversation callback. This fires off when the asynchronous process of starting the conversation has completed. So first thing we'd like to do is get a handle to the conversation window. And we'll get that out of the asynchronous state, call end start conversation, and the end start conversation method returns a conversation window. So now we have a handle to the conversation window that just got created. We want to dock this conversation window into the WPF application. So before we do that, we have to wire up some events so we can handle things that happen to the window. For example, if it needs a size change, or if it needs attention, if it's blinking, if it needs focus. And then finally, we have a button here that when we click it, it fires off the dock conversation window click event. And docking the conversation window into the WPF application is as simple as just calling conversationWindow.dock and telling it where we're going to dock it. Let's take a look at the XAML. And switch to the XAML view. You see here that we're declaring a couple of namespaces so we can use some of the items from Windows Forms. Windows Forms integration and system.windowsforms. If I scroll down here, we have a Windows Forms host control and a panel, and this is what we'll dock the conversation window into. Okay, let's save our changes and compile and run the application. So when my application comes up, I have a text box here that I can author an instant message to Sean, say send IM. Switch over to Sean's desktop. You can see that he received the instant message. You saw the code behind us. It was pretty easy to start the conversation. Let me close these up. And let's try sharing the desktop. If I switch over to Sean's screen, you see he has a desktop sharing request. And he's going to see this. Let's close this out. And finally, let's try a file transfer. I'll browse. I have a sample file. See, Sean receives a file transfer request. He can accept it and download the file. And finally, let's take a look at how to dock the conversation window into the WPF application. You see now here's the conversation window of the conversation I'm having with Sean. You can see it down here too on my taskbar. If I hit dock, I can dock it directly into my application. See that it no longer appears here because its Chrome is removed and it's now part of my WPF application. Of course, I can undock it and you can see that it's back down here. So this is a really great example of how simple it is to use automation to do things such as starting instant message conversations, audio conversations, sharing a desktop, transferring a file, and even docking the conversation window into a WPF application.